reach the island.
T-minus 5 seconds to critical mass.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
It's time for another edition of PDGA Radio, this for the week of October 6th, 2008, where I will have for you all the results from the 10th annual U.S. Disc Golf Championships held last weekend in South Carolina that saw two-time world champion Nate Doss earn the big paycheck. Also this week are the newest world rankings and results from the rest of the tournament schedule. That and more coming your way this week on PDGA Radio. It's being brought to you by the PDGA and the PDGA Store, Innova Champion Discs, the International Disc Golf Center, and Discraft.
Hey yo, Brian Sullivan here, ready to feed your head with more fun facts. So why is consistent plastic important? Well, let's say you buy a first run driver and you love it and then you lose it, but you go to replace it and it just doesn't fly the same. Well, that is because, newsflash here, the manufacturer bought their plastic from the lowest bidder. Now it's different plastic in your favorite disc. Well, avoid that headache. Throw Discraft. They always buy the same primo plastics from the same vendors. Consistency matters. Throw Discraft.
Well, a total of $12,000 was on the line as the first place prize for this year's 10th annual U.S. Disc Golf Championships, held again at Winthrop University's Gold Course in Rock Hill. The event, as always, featured absolutely great play with almost all of the world's top players in attendance competing for the prestigious title of U.S. champion. After four rounds, it was none other than Northern California's two-time world champion Nate Doss, taking it by four throws over Avery Jenkins. Last year's winner Ken Climo finishes in third, tied with David Feldberg and Johnny McRae, eight throws off the lead. Doss incredibly had only five bogeys throughout the tournament, which included a bogey-free second round in which he tied the course record with a 55, unofficially rated at 1085. It tied the 55 Avery Jenkins threw earlier that day, which broke Ken Climo's previous record of 56 for the Winthrop Gold Course. Much more information about this year's USDGC can be found from PDGA.com or DiscGolfScene.com or FlyingDiscMagazine.com. Sometimes it's difficult to believe that 25 years have passed since Innova's Dave Dunapace created the world's first true golf disc. Those triangular rim discs were faster and more accurate, immediately commanding the attention of all who played. Tournament players instantly recognized that Innova discs provide an undeniable competitive advantage, and our discs have since been used to win more major titles than all other brands combined. Our love for the game remains strong. Innova Champion, celebrating 25 years as the industry leader in disc golf. Of course, most of the top players were in South Carolina this past weekend for the USDGC, but some players either didn't earn their invitations or chose not to attend for various reasons, staying closer to home and playing their local and regional events, which in many cases proved to have some very dramatic endings. First in Red Rock, Texas, for their 10th annual Oktoberfest event, in which Anthony Damon beats out Matt Hall in a playoff to earn the win. Garrett Dimmler gets a win in Ohio. The Conifer Fall Classic sees Mike Randolph lose by one throw to Randy Lahm. Who's Randy Lahm? Well, he's not even a current PDGA member, but manages to throw 997 disc golf over two rounds and squeaks out the win. In North Dakota, Daryl Nodland gets the win by 21 throws. Not much drama there. Craig Law wins the Ohio River Open over Mike Gaston. Rick Hunt and Mike Henry get wins in Michigan. Rob Strasser and Alan Hermosillo both get wins in Illinois. And Eric Smith wins in Virginia at the Mountain Jam 7. Located on the scenic shores of Clark's Hill Lake in Columbia County, Georgia, is the Mecca of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center, a must-see for anyone who's ever played the sport. With a full-service pro shop, state-of-the-art training center, and two championship-caliber courses, it will challenge and improve every aspect of your game. Also, visit the Ed Hedrick Memorial Museum, home of the Disc Golf Hall of Fame. And don't forget about the IDGC monthly tournaments, the first Saturday of every month. Yes, it's all at the world's premier destination for the sport of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center. PDGA Radio returns this week with a brand new World Rankings, which were released on Monday and includes the recently completed USDGC. The list for the men still shows current world champion Dave Fellberg in the number one position, followed by the newly crowned U.S. champion Nate Doss in second. And last year's U.S. champion Ken Climo is third. Avery Jenkins is up to fourth. Steve Rico in fifth. Josh Anthon up to sixth. Matt Oram is up three spots to seventh. Barry Schultz is in at eighth. Eric McCabe has dropped to ninth. And we see Jesper Lundmark in tenth, representing the international players in the world's top ten. Some big increases were seen by John E. McRae, who is up six spots, now in 11th, and another Gateway-sponsored player, Nico LaCastro, up eight spots to number 12 in the world. And finally, Paul McBeth is up 14 spots, currently able to call himself the 16th best-rated disc golfer in the world. Moving over to the women's rankings, it's a new name on top with Valerie Jenkins finally overtaking Des Redding for the world's number one spot, due in large part to her several national tour wins this year, and of course her second straight world championship. With the calculations though, Jenkins is only 0.08 of a point ahead, so the results from the Players' Cup and other larger tournaments this fall could change things around again, depending on how they finish related to each other. Angela Chick-Fry is up to third in the world rankings, followed by Carrie Berlegar and Elaine King.
You're listening to PDGARadio.com.
Now a reminder that there has never been a better time than now to become a member of the PDGA or to renew your current membership for 2009. New members will receive full member benefits for the remainder of 2008 and all of 2009, so take advantage and join now. Full membership yearly dues start at $25 for juniors, $50 for amateurs, and $75 for pros. Members receive their own official lifetime PDGA number, a disc, rules book, sticker, member card, and a subscription to Flying Disc Magazine, in addition to lots of other great member benefits. Also a reminder that everyone joining or renewing then after November 17th of 2008 will be signing up for the 2009 season. The official call to renew will go out to current members in November. 2009 member cards will be mailed in December. And in case you're interested, as of October 6th, there were 12,426 active members for the PDGA. For more information about how you can become the next new member, check out the Pro Shop link from PDGA.com or simply go to PDGAstore.com. Looking for official PDGA merchandise? Look no further than PDGAstore.com, your official online source for instructional books and DVDs, collectible discs, tournament supplies, stylish PDGA apparel, the newly released 2007 Pro Worlds DVD, and of course the ever so valuable PDGA membership. Go online to PDGAstore.com, buy some cool new gear, and take the sport you love to even higher levels.
PDGA Radio rules.
The disc golf season, as it always does, continues this next weekend of October 11th and 12th with a pair of A-tiers on the schedule. The Colorado State Championships feature top players like Avery Jenkins and David Fellberg on the pre-registration list, and the 2008 NorCal Series Season Championships will be held with Nate Doss, Steve Rico, Josh Anthon, and the rest of Northern California's best players competing for the season title. There's also international events scheduled in Japan, Switzerland, and Sweden, and nearly two dozen other PDGA-sanctioned events being held throughout the United States, including the Sneaky Pete in Burlington, North Carolina, and others in places like Rapid City, South Dakota, Eagle Bend, Minnesota, Scottsdale, Arizona, two events each in Georgia, Iowa, Indiana, and Texas, and one in my favorite city, Walla Walla, Washington. Yeah, we'll have results from those events along with the rest of your disc golf news right here next week on PDGA Radio. Until then, I'm Steve Kaczynski, wishing everyone the best in disc golf and in life. PDGA Radio News is hosted and produced by Steve Kaczynski, exclusively in contract with the Professional Disc Golf Association. Advertising inquiries along with comments about the show or programming ideas may be sent to the host via email at pdga.radio@yahoo.com or by contacting the PDGA office. All sound effects and production music used with permission from Magix Music Maker and A1FreeSoundEffects.com. All content is otherwise exclusively owned and copyrighted by the Professional Disc Golf Association and the producer.